This article appeared in the summer 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. UUA to Cut Staff, Reduce Expenses by Jane Greer. UUA President William G. Sinkford announced March 13th that the Unitarian Universalist Association has prepared a balanced budget for fiscal year 2010, despite a drop in projected revenue of $2 million from the fiscal year 2009 budget. Cost-cutting measures in the new budget include the reorganization of the Congregational Services Staff Group, the elimination of 13 staff positions, reduced travel budgets, and electronic delivery of several UUA publications. Sinkford said that the Congregational Services Staff Group would be undergoing a major restructuring in fiscal year 10. The Reverend Tracy Robinson Harris, Director of Congregational Services, announced by email on March 11th that she had resigned and would be leaving the UUA at the end of June. Some of Congregational Services' current functions will be assigned to other staff groups, Sinkford said. The Young Adult and Campus Ministry Group, which had been part of Congregational Services, will be moving to the Lifespan Faith Development Staff Group, a plan that had been announced last year. Tim Brennan, the UUA's treasurer and vice president of finance, said that for fiscal year 2010, the UUA is projecting a 10.1% drop in unrestricted income from the 2009 budget, or $1.5 million. He explained that the UUA's unrestricted income comes from three main sources: the annual program fund, or per-member contributions from congregations, Friends of the UUA, which solicits unrestricted individual contributions and gifts, and distributions from the UUA's endowment. Fiscal year 10 projections for the annual program fund declined from $7.1 million in the fiscal year 09 budget to $6.6 million, while Friends of the UUA declined from $1.65 million to $1.1 million. Projected distributions from the endowment, which is calculated based on a rolling average over 13 quarters, is down from $2.2 million to just under $2 million. The total UUA budget, which also includes programs funded by restricted income, is down from $26.7 million to $22.7 million. Major gifts to the comprehensive campaigns showed the greatest decline, Brennan said. The income from these campaigns targets special projects and does not directly affect core services. Almost all of the staff reductions were voluntary, Sinkford said. Vacancies in several departments will remain unfilled, and other employees who have announced their departure will not be replaced. Sinkford praised staff for reducing expenditures in fiscal year 09 and fiscal year 10. These include reducing the number of meetings with off-site personnel and increasing the number of conference calls and teleconferences, reducing the number of staff attending General Assembly, and producing electronic rather than printed versions of the annual UUA directory, the quarterly Interconnections newsletter for congregational leaders, and the Religious Leader, a newsletter for church professionals issued three times a year. Jane Greer is senior editor at UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.